Welcome to the Brotherhood Toast. I'm Patterson.
Lingo.
Randall.
Caesar.
And if you are new to the Brotherhood Toast, we're four guys sitting around drinking whiskey, talking about current events and other things that are on our minds. Today, we are talking about having a woman who is either needy versus nonchalant. All right. That's our topic. And what's our whiskey
process
today?
That shit.
Yeah.
Right now, we're drinking Travelers. Yeah, so this is a blend whiskey. It's created in collaboration with the acclaimed musician Chris Stapleton. It's a harmonious blend that resonates with both whiskey enthusiasts and music lovers alike. Inspired by Stapleton's soulful melodies and deep-rooted passions for authentic craftsmanship, this whiskey encapsulates a symphony of flavors that are both robust and nuanced. So each sip, what we're going to be looking for, it actually should unfold layers of rich caramel, oak, subtle spice, leading to a finish that is as memorable as a classic Stapleton ballad.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's an idea.
I think my voice so smooth made Lingo just yawn.
Yeah,
right.
He's
a traveler.
So we'll see how it works. But, I've sipped a little bit. I'll tell you sometimes certain things I don't taste. I'm getting that subtle spice for sure.
I definitely get the spice.
I still don't know what the hell I'm supposed to take when it talks about oak. Maybe it's we have to look that one up. Rich caramel? I get a little sweetness, but I don't know if it's...
Yeah.
You know, sometimes these wordings just kind of...
Yeah, I notice how they snuck words like harmonious and melodic or melodies because it's a musician.
Yeah.
And I'm definitely a Chris Stapleton fan, so I'm hoping that the whiskey's a little, get some better notes.
Okay.
Get some better notes.
All right. Don't know how to...
Boom, boom.
Right. All right. We're talking about nonchalant women. Versus needy.
Let's not just base it just on women because I think men fit into that category too.
So. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, I agree.
We talking about women.
Well, we'll start off talking about women.
Yeah.
All right. How about this? We'll go around the table. What do you consider yourself?
Come back to me.
No. What do you consider yourself?
I'm gonna be very honest. I think I fall into both categories. I'm gonna be real honest. I think if I had to swing one way, it'd probably be more towards the nonchalant.
Mm-hmm.
But when they talk about someone being needy, you're talking about someone who actually at times craves attention. They want to be paid attention to.
Mm-hmm.
Can be a little clingy.
Yeah.
I think I fall into that category sometimes. I do want to be paid attention to. I want to be shown that I matter. So I think at some points, and I'm a needy in that aspect, but that's probably like a 90-10. Most of the time, I'm kind of relaxed and calm about most of what I do. I don't get too high and I don't get too low about life.
But nonchalant about things that happen, things that go on TV and shit. Just life in general.
So, Lingo, where do you fall there?
But I'm saying I'm nonchalant about a bunch of bullshit.
Okay.
But in my relationship, I'm needy as fuck. I'm high maintenance. I expect people say that shit.
I think Randall's
like, I'm kind of like in the bed. Like even if we ain't fucking, I need to feel your feet over there somewhere.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? I'm the type of nigga. Don't fucking just keep walking by me, not a touch. So we gotta. We need to. Like I just believe in that. Like if I'm with you in relationship wise, if I'm leaving, then fuck it. Now when I kick it with my fellas, like we all cool with each other. We don't talk every day.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, so I think is you have different pieces, and even with work, I'm one of those type of people that if I work, I don't need you to give me no fluff. Great job, and I don't want to hear that bullshit because I don't believe it anyway.
Yeah, yeah.
So I don't need that. But in my relationship,
that's where you need it.
Yeah,
right. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I don't just need it. I expect it. I mean,
yeah. I am. I'm more nonchalant than needy. I've gotten a lot better as I've gotten older, because a lot of the women that I've been involved with, and definitely my wife, would be considered more on the needy side. And what I've learned is a nonchalant person cannot be with a needy person.
Particularly talking about women, do you want a woman that doesn't display a need for you? And right. I'm not talking about like the gold digging chicks and the like buy me this, buy me that chick. I'm talking about the women that if she acts like she's not interested sexually. She acts like she's not interested in spending social time with you. She acts like she's not interested in no intimacy, not just in the bedroom and out of the bedroom. Like, does that make, how does that, I mean, you're going to be like, oh, okay, cool.
I was saying, great question. So, a little background. I grew up with two brothers in the household. Brothers, we do brothers things. So I thought, you know, my idea what affection was like my brothers. We kick it, we play, wrestle. Hey, that's it. Go about you. You stay in your room, I stay in mine, whatever. So I thought my, you know, the women I attract, hey, the same. We cool. We ain't got to be all up on each other.
So you were a transvestite.
That was just what you like.
A woman is like a nigga.
No. Well, I did want, I did want a nonchalant woman. I thought I wanted a nonchalant woman. So my first girlfriend, very nonchalant, very not tomboyish. Not, I thought we would be great. But then I realized, like, damn, this ain't, like, this is my homie. Like, we not, there's no intimacy. There's no, like, we cool, we kicking it, but there's no type of, so I
That's
was
the
like
point.
That.
Like, it why is that?
So I felt wanting. And I became needy. I was like, God dang. I did.
Because at the
so
end of the day, you want to, everybody wants this chick that, like, to your point, that I enjoy you watching the game with me. But goddamn, when my niggas, when the games go off, my niggas need to go home. But with you, when the game go off, we need to fuck. Yeah. Like, there still has to be this thing where you understand that there's a connection between the two of us that's a different level and there are things that I need from you.
So, yeah. Patterson, what about you? Where do you fall?
I guess it depends on what's happening. For the most part, I'm nonchalant. I don't ever need to argue in my life, you know, about anything.
I don't think.
So,
I mean, finish, I don't finish. Think. Okay. Go ahead. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Okay. I need to get it out. I need it. I need it. I need it.
I've been quiet for 7 minutes. All I say is I think.
That's the whole problem. Stop thinking, bitch.
But no, I'm chill, and I'm not needy. Like you, Kimber, when I was young, I kind of parlayed friendships and the way I handle friendships into my marriage. And I was thinking, you know, I'll be home.
Why
is it so important? I'm home by 7:30.
Yes. You know? Oh my God!
I went out to Applebee's with the people. You know, I'll be home. Yes. You know, that became a problem because I was too nonchalant. But as far as me and my needs, as long as I know I'm important, you know, I'm cool.
But when you say that you went out with the folks to wherever you went, is it possible that you were getting your needs met in other places so it didn't matter at that time that you didn't get it at home? Because when you say, I need to know that I matter, mm-hmm. What does knowing that I matter look like?
For me, I've always had an easy social life. You know, I always had people at my house. I always had friends, and it was just that. So when I got exclusive in a marriage, it was like, well, I need all of your attention. I was like, well, I'm going to give you much of my attention. Not all of it, because, you know, I just was kind of nonchalant about that.
Yeah.
So in that case, at that time, she was more needy. And I'm like, as long as you understand where I'm at and you understand where you are, it should be okay. It wasn't the case.
So I think all of us, if I'm not mistaken, Kimber, I don't know about you. I think you were exempt in this, but during the pandemic, when we were all at home, were both of y'all in your households, you and your wife at home during the pandemic together?
Yes.
Full time?
I was still out.
So you were still out because of your feels.
Yeah.
So you were a little bit exempt from that. But for y'all being at home together during the pandemic as much as you were, did that neediness versus nonchalantness change?
No, for me, it didn't. Now, see, here's the difference, though. Like, even though the pandemic became about, like, Patterson's known me for a longer period of time. Me and my wife have always been, like, side by side.
Yeah.
We've always kind of been, she's always kind of been like my sidekick for the most part.
Y'all like twins.
Yeah, right? So it's always been kind of like that. So it wasn't a big transition for us to be at home during the pandemic and being kind of around each other. It was kind of like second nature. It's like we've always been able to kind of shut the outside out when we needed to. But I'm way more of a social butterfly than she is. I always have been. So it wasn't a big deal for me to kind of be like shutting everything else out.
Honestly, it was a challenge. It was a challenge for us. And the reason why, because we both have a strong independent side. You know, we're both social when it's, well, she's way more social than I am, but we both just have this, we have our own set of friends, our own set of our own lives. So when we were in a space where we just, you know, had to be around each other, we had a real conversation like this could be, you know, can make or break us. This could be a challenge. So we sat down and talked about, you know, our boundaries. Hey, this is what I need. This is what I need. So she respected when I needed space. Hey, I go over here. I go over there. You go over here. But I also respected the fact that she needed, you know, she needed time together, touch, she needed all that. So I made sacrifices. So because of that open line of communication, that me giving, me being uncomfortable and giving, and her being uncomfortable and giving, I think that worked out. But it's, I mean, yeah, to be honest, I was worried in the beginning. I was like, hey, you know, a lot of marriages, a lot of relationships didn't make it out of that pandemic.
Mm-mm. That's right.
Yeah.
So define for me a needy person, relationship or just friends. It doesn't matter. What's needy?
No, I think needy becomes when someone starts to show signs of desperation, clinginess, like they just have to be. It's a difference between like Lingo. You talked about, you know, you want to feel that connection. Feeling the connection, like, hey, if we're laying in bed, don't be sitting over there. I need to feel your foot on me, something like that. That to me is wanting a connection. That's not necessarily. I guess some people might say, okay, that is kind of needy. People want to feel a connection. So for me, needy is like it goes to almost to the extreme. Like Patterson said, you know, I want you home by 7:30. Damn, You know that to me now you're getting to a point where you start to set these certain boundaries because you need them. Then that to me starts getting to that you're needy type of thing. You like once again, you have, like Kimber, you said you have separate sets of friends, things like that. When someone's needy, they don't like for you to have separate sets of friends. Yeah. They're like all of a sudden like your friends need to be my friends, and why are you going places without me? You know, what's all that? That now that becomes like, where's my me time?
Right.
Because now they're kind of monopolizing all of you.
So is there a difference between
needy becomes selfish.
I think that neediness is when they become possessive of you.
It's selfish. It becomes
So let's talk about it. I don't know. When you say the selfish piece, I need these things.
Mm-hmm.
And I enjoy these things as part of me. It doesn't mean that I'm selfish, because for me, I enjoy the touch. I enjoy quality time. I enjoy whatever this is. I enjoy these things.
Is there a difference between physical neediness and emotional neediness?
I think it's when it becomes, you become possessive of it. Because I want to spend time with you, because I want to be intimate with you, because I want to watch movies with you, to me, doesn't make you needy. I think it becomes when you're alluding to the part where I don't want you to do it with nobody else. That's an issue. Yeah. But I also believe in this. I believe that if you in a particularly relationship, a dating relationship, you cannot invest more into your peer friendships, hanging out so than you do with me. I'm not a believer in that.
That's where I went wrong.
I'm gonna have an issue with that.
Yeah. In my first marriage, I can agree.
I went all the way wrong with that.
Yeah, I was wrong with that. At the time, I didn't see it. I really didn't see it.
So was she needy for saying to you, "Hey, you can't put them before me"? In that sense, was that needy?
In retrospect, and yes. I'll say this to say something true, and it just happens to be nice. she was right. In that I should not have been so nonchalant about that. But I'm the kind of person that if you approach me respectfully, then I'll do anything you ask me to do. You know, if you say, you know, I'd prefer that you not hang out with your friends till 11 o'clock on a weeknight, I'd be like, okay. But if you say, what the fuck are you doing hanging out till 11 o'clock? I'm be like, well, tomorrow is 2 a.m., you know? But
I will say this, something that irritated me. So I was one of the first ones in my circle to get married. And I was like, no, I'm not going to change. I'm still going to hang with my boys. I put my friends first before that.
It's your first marriage?
It's my second.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And it's my first marriage. That's what.
What?
And so
you know what you were doing.
The no. thing that
like, he's like, fuck your couch.
The thing
right. He's the highest lingering voice everywhere. Right. It's your first marriage. Right.
So the thing that threw me off when I got divorced quickly from my first marriage. When my other friends got married,
nigga, that's how you failed.
They put their spouses before hanging out with, and I was like, hold up, I done went through all this because I put the boys first, but now I'm back single and y'all married. When y'all putting your I was irritated.
Yeah,
I really was irritated.
You know, see, nonchalant isn't always a great thing, because when I first got married, I would be gone. Yeah, see, the pastor talking about 7:30. I'd be gone for like 2-3 days when I first got married.
Yeah.
Because, no, I mean.
Yeah, no, I get it.
You laugh, but I mean, like I said, if my wife listened to this, she'd be like, yeah. Because here's the thing, though. When she met me, I was just gone all the time. My mom used to always get on me, and she used to tell my dad, like, hey, that boy is always gone. Mm-hmm. And, you know, he's not checking in with us. And, you know, my dad be like, hey, listen, man, I know you out there having fun, such, but your mom's worried about you, so I need you to check in. Mm-hmm. I took that into my marriage. Like, hey, you know, we're living in Rockford, you know, so I'm going to Chicago, hang out with my cousins and my friends. I'll be back. 2 days later, I'm like, hey, what's up? And she's kind of like, fuck you mean? What's up?
What'd y'all eat yesterday?
Right. So I was still in that kicking it mode, yeah, even though, like, yeah, I said, I'm sleeping on my cousin's floor. We going out to these places. And, you know, the joke now is like, She would actually, like, I would call sometimes throughout the night, and she'd be like, where you at? And I'd be like, I'm at the other place. And she'd be like, oh, what's the name of it? I was like, I'm at the other place. The name of the club was the other place. Mm-hmm. And then I go to the other spot, and she'd be like, where you at? I'm at Stay Out. Name of the place was called Stay Out. So she thought I was being an asshole, but I'm trying to tell her the name of the places. So eventually I had to take her to these places so she knew I wasn't lying.
Y'all ever seen the club on Edgewood called The Church?
No.
Yes.
Oh, Edgewood, yeah. Yeah. Church.
I've been there. Yeah, I've been there. It's nice. Yeah.
There's a club on Edgewood called The Church.
Yeah, it's nice. Well, right. You know, it's nice. Nice to go there.
I don't want
to
go.
No. You know,
it's nice. I mean, it's huge.
Yeah. But on a Friday night, your wife would be like, where you go?
Church. So that, to me, that was me being nonchalant, but at the same time, it was me being selfish because I had never disconnected myself from my prior life. Mm-hmm. So that's what I'm saying. Being needy, being nonchalant, if you look at them, both of them can be positives and they can be negatives. It just kind of depends on what you're looking for and what you want.
So let's go. I'm going to throw out a couple of things. The person you're with is nonchalant about money and bills.
Yeah, that's a good point.
How do you feel?
That's a good point.
Yeah.
How do you feel? What do you?
That can be. So, you know, going back to my top thing that you know, kind of sticks with me is security. That's my number one issue. And so financial security is a strong thing with me. So if you are nonchalant when it comes to money and bills, that's going to be a problem.
That's just my personality. That's just how I am.
That's going to be a problem for me. But if a person who doesn't hold money in that regard, it may not be a problem for them.
Okay.
Well, you know, I guess I'll say there's a line for me. I'm absolutely concerned about money and bills, but I'm not deathly afraid of being broke. You know what I'm saying? So I'm not, if money is tight, it's not going to affect my relationship with you. You know, because money's tight. Because I've been there before. We can get through this. And I think it's a confidence thing that everything will be fine. You know, I don't fear that.
So I
guess that could probably come off as nonchalant.
I'll just say real quick, I'm in that bucket.
Yeah.
I'm in the bucket. I'm in the bucket where Pastor is. I don't fear being broke. Been broke before. I'll probably be broke again at some point. I think my wife is more. She is more strict about finances than I am. I don't care like that. I'm one of those people that feel as though I don't ever want to really be in a hole. I don't want to be you know, out in the street. But I don't know. Money just is money to me. Materialistic things just don't impact me like that. I mean, having a nice car and all that's cool and all that. I'd much rather have having a nice house because you have. For reasons, financial reasons, you want to have that for the future and all that. But I don't really care about money like that. I really don't. If my credit card balance goes to zero, I'd be like, I'll pay that shit off eventually. I just don't, I don't care like that.
Y'all remember when Michael Jackson had, like, he was like the most highest paid entertainer. Mm-hmm. That motherfucker slept in a bubble, had a pet monkey, and bought the Beatles rights and all that kind of stuff. He was on top of the world.
Yeah.
Then he died. I mean, I'm just saying.
What's that?
He died young.
You can't take it. I mean, that's the truth. You can't take the shit with you. So why stress about it? All right. When you're
here? So you give me that. So you say that. Make that statement about nonchalant on the run. I understand. Flip it. Needy relationship when it comes to money.
That's irritating. That's irritating.
If it's, I mean, the extremes. Yes, each extreme. Yes, I agree with the extremes, but there needs to be a balance. Like,
what's the balance look like
for it? For me, I need you to have a healthy respect for money.
No, I agree with that.
Not to a space where everything is all about the dollar, and I'm all about either trying to get, let's just do this more, let's do this. But I can't. I don't share Randall's sentiment and just so hey, money comes and goes.
All right, but so let me say this: when it comes to needy, I don't. So let's take out the neediness from a mindset saying that the person just don't give a shit. Mm. Let's just say that they're needy because they don't make enough money, so they need you to help them compensate in those areas. How do you feel about
that? Well, that's the thing. That's it right there.
Is that needy or is it just selfish? Is that
No, it's not selfish. Let's just say life happens. It could be anything. It could be life happens. And the job that you have doesn't, you know, take care of the things that you need to take care of. So you meet somebody who's probably making more than you, or you need both of the incomes together. I mean,
and that's the thing that I guess bothers me with that conversation, because what is enough money? At what point do you have enough?
I agree.
Are you being a good steward of the finances you already have? You just keep wanting more. You know, I don't know about you guys, but the less money I made, the more I've had. The more money I make, the less I have.
I agree.
Yeah.
And it just happens to be that way, because I never saw myself having a car that's in our driveway. Right, yes. I never saw that. I never needed it.
Yeah,
but we got it, and now it's like, okay, we need more.
Yeah,
we need more than this.
Yeah.
It's nice that, like I said, the whole needy thing when it comes to money and nonchalant thing. It's we all want to have nice things. You know, you want to have nice clothes. You want to have. I'll to put it to you like this. I much rather spend my money on an experience than worry about how I got to pay for it eventually.
I'm big on that too.
You know, so okay, I want to take you to Hawaii, and I want to splurge, whatever. Like each year, I get a bonus. I don't look at my bonus like, okay, I'm about to put this away. And I know that's probably irresponsible as hell. I look at my bonus like, listen, I worked all year, I deserve that shit. Let's blow it, because it ain't. I always look at a bonus like that ain't my regular check.
Yeah.
So let's just blow it and go have a good experience with this.
Oh my God. You're my wife.
Because I put money in 401k, I put money in my pension, I put money away like that. I have life insurance policy. So if I pass away, my kids are gonna be taken care of. They don't have to worry about burying me. When I retire, I know on a monthly basis I have this put aside. I am not gonna be 60, 70 years old and be like, okay, the only place you ever went was Decatur.
Yeah.
Right. I agree with that. I believe in the experiences, and now I do believe in making sure that I have money set aside, you know, in case I don't make shit this year. And I'm a contractor, so mine is a little different. But I do agree with you in the sense that you can't take it with you. I have earned this shit, so I'm going to enjoy it. I'm a big believer in that, with a balance of making sure that at least the next 2 months, if shit go left, next 2 months that I'll still be able to function. And I say that again because being a contractor, my shit's a little different.
Right.
You know, I don't get. There's some months that I get. Well, you know, it just depends on how I contract. Currently, I get one check a month. Mm-hmm. That you know, I've been on contracts. I'm actually going into a contract where I'll get one check every 3 months.
Mm-hmm. That's wild shit.
Yeah,
drive me crazy. that's what I'd be needing.
Yeah. So I understand, you know. So I've learned to understand the balance of that. In situations like that, I have a base account, but in that base account, I set up my transfers to go into my operating account. So each week, or even, you know, I'll get it'll automatically transfer into this.
But I've learned that over time.
Right,
but in that sense, though, you're not being nonchalant. You're still taking care of what you need to take care of. So that's cool. You know what I'm saying? But see, so nonchalant to me is like, all right, I just got paid. Just to use like $1,000. I just got paid $1,000 because most people get paid every 2 weeks. Mm-hmm. I just got a $1,000 check, and I know my rent is $640.
Right.
My car is very much in 1991. I'm just trying. I'm just trying to give even numbers, right? so my car payment is $125, something like this. So, and that's
those
what I'm trying.
Glory days.
All I'm trying to say is this: you know, you got $60 left until your next paycheck, and Lingo calls you and be like, "Hey, want to go to Magic City?
Right.
Hell yeah, nigga!
Right? Man. And you like,
is
okay.
it $5 night?
Right? Right. see, to me, that's when you're nonchalant to the point of like recklessness.
Well, see, I'd
be like, hey, look, dog, I want to go to Magic City with you, but we can't drive because they charge $20 for parking.
Right.
So
right.
we need to catch the bus out of the bitch.
Right. Yeah. Right.
No, I mean that's just irresponsible. I mean, nonchalant to me is the way I think of myself as being nonchalant is that. If we are hit with a financial burden that was unexpected, or even if bad financial decisions were made that led us to a point where we're tight on money, you don't have to worry about me arguing over this. You know, this is something that we got to deal with, and I guess I'm nonchalant in that regard. But I'm not going to go ahead and go crazy over
it. But think about this. Nonchalant is not an active behavior. It's a disconnect to a response. So when we talk about saving money or not saving money, spending or whatever the case may be.
Or affection from your spouse.
Yeah, is that when I come to you, if I come to you, Caesar, and I say, yo, this light bill is due tomorrow, and you're like, shit, they give us 15 days.
Hey,
you know what I'm saying?
Like
you
bring up a trigger. You bring up a trigger. Hey, credit card, you got 29 days before you hit that 30 day on your credit report.
One of the things, thing that stand out to me that my first wife did that made me like this ain't the one for me. We were we were going through a financial struggle. I forgot what it was, but we had to pay for something, and I was like, hey, this amount is due at this time. You know, we got this, and she said, don't worry about it. We can just put up a payment plan. I said, what? Yeah, just put up a payment plan. We'll just do it. I'm like, so that's your mentality. We got whatever it was like a major thing due. And she was like, no, just do it. And it was so.
But you know, a lot of those things, I mean, you can get mad at a spouse. And we'll get back to the real topic. We can get mad at a spouse, but people are typically a reflection of the way they were raised. You know?
I agree.
Like for me, came from a single parent household. I watched my mother stretch shit that couldn't be stretched. She did amazing things, you know. So I've watched the limits of how things can happen, and so I don't stress. I watch things work out my whole life, so I'm just not going to get mad about that. Now, of course, I want things to be done responsibly. I want us to save and do all those types of things. I'm just not going to go crazy over it if things go wrong.
Yeah. Hey, okay, all right, so, but I got to ask, so, you know, I don't know how we're doing on time, but I just got to ask this question. When it comes to nonchalantness or neediness, sex.
Oh, yeah.
She's nonchalant about sex, meaning she doesn't initiate. When you want it, it's kind of like, all right.
Just going to let you get this like, side booty.
Yeah. I mean, like. Or having a woman that's needy sexually. That's like, no, I want more. I want the extra foreplay.
Yeah.
I want the sex, I want the foreplay, and I want the text messages during the daytime. Leading up to that.
That like, goes what back do you to the think? Physically and emotionally needed. I will say, you know, I'm probably one of the few men who have been blessed with a woman who has a higher sex drive than me. And like I said, I like sex, but she loves, you know, me. She loves, you know, I agree with that. But as time is like, okay, hey, yeah.
You said she loved you and you agree with that. She like, I agree with that. She loved me.
I knew you had to love some me because I love me some her. So we need to. But yeah, so I like it. I like the fact that she, you know, yeah, like going back to something you said earlier, it feels good. You want to be desired. Mm-hmm. You know, every man wants their woman to want them.
And when it gets to a space where your woman could care less or not, you know, when
nonchalant about sex with you,
to me that's an issue. That's an issue right there. Yeah, yeah,
yeah. That's terrible.
you know what? If you don't feel if someone's nonchalant, they don't show you that type of affection, like they really don't give two fucks if you're actually gonna be with them or not. That does take away. That creates a neediness from you because right. It's like, okay, you're acting like that, and I'm trying to tell you, like, I need you. It's like, to me, it's almost like a slap in the face, too.
Right.
It's like, I'm telling you, I need you. For you to actually be vulnerable like that,
right.
To actually tell another human being how much you need them, like, I need you, I want you, I'm desiring you, and then for you to be kind of like, yeah, I get it, but you just kind of know. You know. It's almost like telling the motherfucker, like, if you walked up to a female and be like, hey, Stephanie, I love you, and thank you. And she just said, thank you. Nah, bitch, I just said I love you. I need I don't love you.
I love you back.
Or I love you back. Yeah. But, like, thank you. I appreciate everything you're doing for me.
I feel you, dog.
Right. That happened. You know what happened to me? I was 16. I said, I love you. She said, oh.
Right.
Yes. Right. That right there.
But see what I'm saying, though? Yeah. To me, so she was kind of nonchalant about the fact that you said, I love you. Mm-hmm. You were needy in the sense of saying, no, I need you to say something back and some type of affirmation of,
right.
I love you too. You make me feel. But the same thing, like, so, okay. You ain't gonna initiate the sex. I gotta initiate the sex all the time. You ain't gonna give me a kiss. I gotta kiss you all the time. I'm always the one having to do something, and you just like,
They gotta do something to your ego.
Right, just gotta do something to your ego. Yeah. So it's almost like, so here's a kiss. You want pizza tonight?
Right. All right, let's take a traveler break. What do you guys think about it?
I won't go first. I'll let you go.
I'll go. It's neutral. Like, I don't have a, it's just, I don't want to use the word bland, but it just tastes like it's regular. I don't have any, it's vanilla, way vanilla.
Yeah.
To me, that's just, I don't have any.
It's 90 proof.
Is it really?
It's 90 proof. It's strong.
It's talking to me, but as far as the taste is, I think maybe I need to have it without the ice. Maybe that'll make a difference.
I think for me, it's sort of like our topic. I'm kind of nonchalant about it.
Is lingo?
Yeah. I'm just kind of nonchalant. It ain't hit home the way it ain't really.
You know what's interesting is when I first, like my first couple of sips, I was like, man, I actually really like this. And then as I continued to drink it, I was kind of like,
y'all got another bottle or something else over there?
Yeah, so I mean, I'm not slamming it. I can see, I'll be honest, I can't see it putting into my rotation.
What's the price point? We didn't say that earlier. What's the price point?
I want to say it's like $50.
Somewhere around 40.
It's like
40.
50. It's 40. So we just pulled this up to look at it. So it's like 40-something bucks. But you should have known.
It's actually 50.
$50. And you should have known, though, that it was going to be so-so. Because if you can buy it off Shop Pay.
Yeah, it says you can buy it in 4 interest-free installments.
Yeah. Anytime the liquor come up online industry payments, you know, that's
it's unfortunate. Sorry. Like I said, if someone wants to get it, I'm not gonna tell you it's a bad buy. It's just not something I would say, hey, this is gonna make my rotation on the.
It's for starters.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
if you don't have a big palate.
Well, for $50, I can think of a much better way to spend it.
So many other ways. Yeah. And
no, 90 proof?
I guess that's on sale because they knew it wasn't gonna last. It's $34.99 on sale. So
okay, there online. So I could see this. You know how they have that shopping cart with the discount of whiskey.
This is new Wild Turkey.
Yeah. And like I said, even Wild Turkey. I don't like Wild Turkey. At least I got a feeling about that.
Wild Turkey gonna knock your ass out. Yeah.
You know,
it's 90 proof, so it's talking to me. But
we gonna finish the bottle. But
like I said, I'm halfway through.
Talking to you. Shit, it must be in sign language. Cause this shit ain't doing nothing.
I was hoping for more. Yeah. Especially after my first couple sips when we first started. I was like, man, this got a nice dinner. It didn't ring true all the way through.
We're not done. It's just halftime. Don't give up. We're not done. So
kind of off topic a little bit, but still on topic a little bit. Have you guys heard that song? You remember Hootie and the Blowfish?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay, so you know who Darius Rucker or
Darius Rucker.
Uh-huh. I saw a clip on Instagram where he has a new song out, and I guess he's promoting it on Instagram.
Shit, how old is he?
He's probably about our age.
He's a country singer now.
Something like
real
that.
Good.
Yeah,
real he's good. Always yeah, been a country
yeah,
singer.
He's kind of like always, yeah.
Hootie was a country group? That wasn't a country group.
They were like
soft rock.
It wasn't soft rock. They were like grunge or whatever you want to call that was at the time. But I'm going to play a clip from it. You guys, let me know what you think about it. If you can relate to it. Uh-oh. Hold on a second. Here we go. Let's try it again.
And that's what my daddy told me. And I'll tell my son the same. Now that I'm older, I relate and I actually feel his pain. He never cried. He might have lied, but he did not complain. And he said, son, one day you'll have to do the same. I get emotional when I stop and think and I look around. Beyond the county lines of my small town. I think about all the men out there who feel like I do now. Who are screaming on the inside but won't ever make a sound.
I can't hide myself. I don't expect you to understand. I just hope I can explain what it's like to be.
I know it's kind of wild, but what do you guys think?
I like that. Yeah, I'm digging it. Yeah.
So where does that fall in
this damn traveling?
This topic? How does that fall into this needy and how does... I mean,
Is he needy because he expressing himself?
He's needy because he says he just wants some validation.
Why is that needy?
I mean...
That's what you took from that?
I mean, he was pleading. This motherfucker said... No, but
that's just it. But I don't think there's needy because I'm conscious of what... What is valuable to me? What's important to me? What is fulfilling for me?
I think if you are fulfilled, you never have to express the need. And that's what I mean.
I disagree with that. Fulfillment is subjective because I'm only fulfilled, especially when you're dealing with people. You have to know what I need to fulfill me.
So I don't too often agree with this motherfucker, but I do right now. Yeah. Is that you need to know that in order for me to be fulfilled. I need to be able to put that on the table.
Right. I'm saying if you're not fulfilled, you ask for a fulfillment, which is a need.
No,
right?
we're saying that in the reverse. I'm telling you first.
Yes, this is what I need to be fulfilled. And then if you give it to me, yes, then I'm fulfilled.
So I don't need, because for me, if I'm telling you, and then you don't fulfill my needs. If I got to tell you again, side piece. Problems.
And this is where I become nonchalant because I don't give a fuck what y'all talking about.
this is when I turn to Randall.
And this motherfucker on his phone, he don't give a fuck either.
No, I give a fuck. I just ain't, no. Ain't yeah. that, you threw me off with that side piece.
Yeah,
I was out at that point.
No. But I'm gonna tell you something. Y'all know, everybody know we just joking around and talking shit. But when a person doesn't feel fulfilled, and you claim, particularly in relationships, mm-hmm. if a woman claims, and I'm gonna use that dynamic right now, if a woman calls a man needy because he is verbally expresses about what he wants for her, then I understand why he goes left and starts seeing someone else. I get it. I'm not saying whether it's right or wrong. I'm saying that I get it.
I think it's wrong, but
is it wrong if let's flip it from the side piece of money.
Yeah.
If you dealing with a situation financially, and I come to you and I say, hey, we need $50 to take care of this bill, and you go left about it. Am I wrong if I cuss you out?
To curse me out or just to bring up your grievances? Yeah. I mean,
that's a leading question. If I say you're wrong, you're gonna cuss me out.
So I'm sorry. Let me rephrase that. I'm sorry. Listen, can we have a conversation? Listen. We really needed that $100 to take care of this bill, and I don't understand why you didn't do what we had discussed previously to make sure we had the money to do what we need to do.
No, that starts the argument right there. Right. That tone.
That tone. Yeah. Right. Right. So let's stick to it. Bitch, what the fucking money here?
That starts another argument.
You're so very you just, extreme.
So you just don't say nothing.
It's just different levels of the argument right here.
So you just don't say nothing. So same thing. Plug it. And I'm joking around, but I'm dead ass serious.
Right.
So now when it goes to the point, on one end of this, say, hey, you know what? Can we have a little bit more sex in our relationship? Am I needy? Because if you buck on that, now I'm coming like, why the fuck we can't? Why I always got to beg for fucking sex? Why
can't
you?
You know,
this is like, I'm telling you what I need.
All right, so telling somebody your concerns and your needs and your wants to me is not being needy
at all.
That's what I'm saying.
See, that's what I'm trying to say. Needy is crossing a line. Needy is crossing a line when you become okay. So you talked about the whole thing. Like, say you were somebody and you're like, listen, we're not having sex enough. And then you cross the line because now you're like, listen, I'm kind of getting depressed. I'm getting desperate. I am in a situation where you're making me feel like I'm clingy towards you. Now it's like, if you're putting me in that position where I'm like, I think Pastor brought this up, like you're asking for it and I'm constantly asking for it. I'm constantly initiating. I'm constantly, now you're making me seem needy. Now you're putting me in this box where I'm seeing, you almost make me seem like I'm needy.
Am I needy if I'm neglected? If I'm neglected, am I needy?
But you can't come across as needy like that, though. I'm saying the perception is that you can be needy if I'm asking you for sex like that, and I'm constantly have to ask you over and over and over and over again. If I put you like this, if Caesar was a fly on the wall, and I'm at home and he's looking at me. I'm gonna rephrase this. Let me say I could put a camera in my house.
Okay.
And you three could sit here.
So I'll be looking at the camera.
So you three could sit here and look at me at home. And if I was sitting at home and you saw me sitting there going, why you don't want to have sex? I want to have sex. Why you don't want to do this? I feel as though you don't want me. Da, 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 da. You three would be sitting over there like,
oh,
bitch ass Randall. That motherfucker sound needy as fuck. You know what I'm saying? So now that's how you would view it. You honestly would view it like
that. I view it like, nigga, start begging. Let's go get these bitches up here.
but it still would come across as needy as fuck.
I think it's subjective. Because the reason why I say that, because what one person wants or believes they're used to, the other person may not agree. If I'm used to having sex four or five times a week, however, your mate may be only used to having sex one or two times a month. So to them, you're needy, but to you, you're regular.
Let me push back on you a little bit. Let me use a different example. Maybe this might make a little bit more sense to you. Let's say the four of us are sitting there right now, and we were watching a Tyler Perry movie.
It'd be gay as shit.
It would be gay. I'm just trying to use the example.
All four of us.
No Diddy. Hey, no Diddy.
Only time it would be gay is if we only had one bucket of popcorn.
And if it was, it would be okay because we're inclusive.
We're an inclusive group.
Yes.
But I'm just saying, so we're watching the Tyler Perry movie.
No, that nigga jack off too much. Put his hand in my popcorn. I know. Fuck that.
This butter warmed in the motherfucker. But you can't tell if we're watching a Tyler Perry movie and there was a dude on there and he was actually begging his wife for sex. And he was like, Stephanie, I really need you to give me some sex. I don't understand why we're not doing this. I feel as though you don't want me. Da, da, da. And then I'm just shooting to another scene. Another scene, she's actually in the bed masturbating to herself. And she was just like, she's trying to please herself because she just wants to take care of herself. You don't mean to tell us the four of us wouldn't sit here and be like, that motherfucker need to leave.
Oh, yeah.
He need to get the fuck out that house.
I'm thinking he doesn't please
her. You just
got to
be a fucking contrarian.
I'll be that.
You just have to be a contrarian.
He don't please her. He done pleased her, so why am I gonna put why am I gonna subject myself to this bullshit?
To your fat ass sweating on top of me.
Exactly. I really let my fingers do the walking.
Wait, that's a phone book, right?
That's why I fuck with you.
Yeah, you got that.
But who has a phone book? They got to put that in context.
Hey, women who don't satisfy them.
Right. But old bitches that got rotary phones.
And a roll of quarters. but you can't tell me the four of us wouldn't sit here and be like, he needs to leave.
Nah, yeah, that's right.
I mean, Yeah, I can say that because in the context in which you are framing the question. However, in that situation, yes, I would have deep my initial realistically if I'm begging my wife or if I see a dude begging his wife or his spouse for sex and she's like, nah, then turns around, goes in the room and masturbates.
Yeah. Nah. Relationship got some problems at that point.
Yeah. I'd rather use my fingers in your dick. No, yeah, that's a whole problem.
I don't believe that I don't necessarily mean think that neglect.
You want to say nigga so bad?
So bad. Yes.
You can't even get the word neglect out.
I thought it was just me. God.
Say Nickelodeon.
Niggas neglect each other.
Say Nick at night. I mean nigga at night. Nigga night.
Say vinegar.
Boy, you ain't nonchalant when it comes to that word nigga. You fucking need it.
Rest on the tip of his tongue.
Yes. Albany stand up.
All right. So
what I learned in kindergarten, nigga. First grade, nigga.
Niggas can't color, mama.
How frog town, nigga.
Niggas don't want to take naps.
Who died on a cross? Some nigga.
Mama, this nigga can't get the garbage. You mean Jennifer, baby?
Oh my God. Damn, bro. If you ain't a goddamn Amistad ass nigga.
Yeah. All right. I'm nonchalant. I don't even care, nigga.
But you know what? We actually out of time.
Okay. You know niggas don't care about time.
That's not C. It
says Django. Django, shut
your. Or sponsorship.
Hey, if Howard Stern gets sponsorship, we'll be all right.
All right. So far, it ain't working.
Yeah, Trump supporters love us.
That's the next podcast. All right, well, thumbs up, thumbs down. Well, first of all, let's just wrap up the topic. Do you think, ultimately, though, do you think men or women are more needy? Lingo.
Oh, ooh.
Lingo.
Yeah.
Just real quick.
Yeah.
Damn. We should have led with that shit.
Probably so. Sure.
I think that men actually or more needy.
Damn, you took my ass.
We just can't express it
yes,
the same.
I agree with that.
Nah, I disagree. I think women are more needy. I'll leave it at that because I know Caesar's going to want to say a little additional. But
I can't. He took my ass.
I'll eat it up then. Here's the thing, though. I think in this society that we're in right now, if you look at the next 10 to 15 years, you're going to have more women that are single, without children, without an actual spouse or husband, because marriage rates is going down. Women are more needy. They are way more need of trying to find a man than men are trying to find a woman.
Watch this. So here's the paradox. That statement is true. The problem is that everybody and everything caters to women more than they do to men.
And that's going
to
be my answer.
That's the problem.
I'm going to say my answer because Kimber's is going to take really long. But I think that women get so much more. Women are allowed to be more demanding, and we because of the way they are and the way that we're neglected so much in our needs, we are left to be more needy.
Yeah.
We have to just keep it to ourselves.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think that was a long answer. My answer is
see if you can do this without saying it's subjective.
I agree with Lingo. I think men are more needy. We just don't know how to express it. So therefore
we're not allowed to. I don't think it's socially normal for men to express
our
needs.
We know how. We were taught to suppress. In my opinion, men were taught to suppress your feelings. Because when you express your feelings, you were considered, at least in our generation.
I agree with that portion of what you're saying.
So, yeah, we don't know how to. So, therefore, we
lash out in other ways.
I'm going to say it when it's not allowed to, you know.
Even that too.
We know what we want to say. And at the moments where we give vulnerability to women, it's often perceived as a weakness.
You know. Yes, I agree.
And this is so fucking off key. My ADD just kicked in like a motherfucker. I was about to say some shit but about your white V-neck t-shirt make you look feminine. But I just realized when you criticized Henry's shirt early, he wouldn't change that shit.
I was going to say that offline, but I'm so glad you did. I missed that. I missed what you did.
He had an ugly motherfucking shirt earlier. Yes,
and I got his ass.
And he wouldn't change it.
Yes, yes.
Right. Why you change your shirt, man?
No, before you say that, I realized your ADD kicked in and it made you, you know, say that.
We didn't video.
Why didn't the iron kick in and iron those collars, that curl in your collar?
Hey, this shit been wore out all day. I mean, end of the day.
Yeah.
We ain't coming for no fashion show or fashion tips. That's fuck right. You. And why you trying to look me up and down, nigga, please? You really don't want to touch me with that fucking V-neck you got on.
No.
Nigga look like he just left Diddy House.
Yeah. I got a chest. Them niggas got breasts.
If you keep gaining the weight you are right now, your fucking eight cups filling out real nice over there, Caesar. Like you talking shit.
I got all hella hurt.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Walmart sell eight cups for $12.99 for your little bitch ass. Go get you one. You
definitely look like that dude that used to work out. All right, well,
you know he's at his estrogen didn't kick in.
Yes. So needy. Y'all are so needy.
All right, well, time's up.
How many glasses?
I'm not going to give it a glass.
I'm not going to give it one.
Yeah, I can't do it.
And not because it's not a bad. I've had bad, and I can say, yeah, I didn't like it. It wasn't good. It's not bad. It's just not good.
It's not going to get a glass. And let's be honest. If we really typically like a drink, sometimes even we don't really care for a drink too much, we are done by the end of the podcast. Yeah. This is almost still half a bottle.
This is a healthy amount left.
Yeah. So, I mean, that's an indicator right there. Like I said, I'm not slamming it. I just can't give it a glass.
Yeah. I got some leaves in the back I got to burn. I'm going to use this as an accelerator.
It's called Traveler. I think it needs to, you know, travel a little longer.
Yeah.
Yeah. To get some type of more experience. It needs more experience.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Well, no glasses.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's been a great topic. And
Yeah. I enjoyed talking with it.
All right, y'all.
All right. Here we go.
See y'all needy asses later.
I need y'all to need.
Well, maybe not. How can they find us?